Hi. Impressive carrying skills, right? I got some Bud Lights for us. So, I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness, and I thought we were all just having a hectic month, but it turns out it has something to do with sports. And I'm not sure exactly which sport, but either way, it's a cause to celebrate. This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it. Check out my Instagram story to see how you can enjoy March Madness with Bud Light and maybe win some money, too. Love ya! Cheers! Go team! Whatever team you love, I love, too. Okay. Love ya. Okay. Break a leg. Woo!
Well, that's how it started a year ago. That was Dylan Mulvaney. Really, it was just a year ago. Becoming the spokesperson for Bud Light, at least trying to become the spokesperson for Bud Light. And because of that little presentation on Instagram, Bud Light, their sales is down 30%, nearly 30% this year. So it shows you that Americans really do still care about the basics. You know, having a transgender activist like Mulvaney is the spokesperson for a beer that people associated with sports, with manhood, just didn't go over well. And that's encouraging. And yet we know that companies everywhere have literally fallen off the cliff. Often it's under this moniker called ESG, that's environmental, social, and governance. Oh, what a whitewash that is on what that actually means. It's really an acronym for woke policies. It's just an umbrella for everything bad. And so we're going to talk about that today because our next guest has created, actually invented, biblically responsible investing. He's done this for 30 years. He's celebrating his 30th anniversary through Timothy Plan. So we're going to be talking about how to think about companies and what they're investing in and how to invest our money wisely. Like, if you're not a money person, I'm not a money person, other than I understand, you know, the black side and the red side of the ledger. But I'm money is not my bailiwick. That's the other thing I can't really talk with you intelligently. But I do understand money. My dad was a businessman, and we all have to have money. Do we not? Do any of you not need money? You need money to live. You may not be, you know, ending the month short of your budget, but you all have to have money to survive. And so this affects all of us. And Art Ally's story is fascinating. So you will want to stay tuned. And speaking of Art, one of his passions to start this was over the abortion issue. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show, and that's because it's important to me personally. I'll just be frank with you. We must save these babies. We have to do that. As the left turns up the burner on their attempt to switch the narrative in this country about the value of human life, boy, have they been successful. It's amazing to me how young women have become angry and just risen up to unite over their right, you know, their reproductive right to kill their babies. They call it a health right. Women's health. Who knew? This has nothing to do with women's health. In fact, it's very damaging to women in the long term. Sometimes women are not even able to bear children again. It has a terrible effect on women. Maybe not in the moment when they're teenagers or although I would even argue with myself on that. You go through a procedure like that, it has to affect you deeply. Life does not just go on as usual. And nevertheless, they say this is a women's health right. Well, we have to change that in order to save these babies. And that's where Freeborn comes in. And they show ultrasounds to moms, young moms, older moms, whatever. And women are women. When they see that baby and it looks like them or their partner, they see the thumb sucking, they see the heart beating, they cannot, generally speaking, in their baby's life, unless their hearts are really hard. And so Preborn has been very successful, and they've been successful because you have been so generous. All you have to do is go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. Well, you know, I guess I didn't tell you you're listening to Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. I forget that sometimes. You can call us at 662-821-2040, 662-821-2040. 2040, or you can write us at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. You can listen on any podcast platform. AFR.net is our home base. You can go to sandyrios.com and listen from there and find out all kinds of information about the show. So, well, I hope you'll sit back and relax, maybe bring a pencil or paper as you listen to this really interesting story of the founding of Timothy Plain with Art Ally on this edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something. That is the opening bell for the New York Stock Exchange, and I think they're applauding our next guest, Art Ally, because he spent 30 years investing people's money in companies that have values. But I thought, Art, because Wall Street embraced you with such open arms, you'd appreciate their applause to you on your 30th anniversary. So,
well, Sandy, first, it's really great to be with you, finally.
Wait a minute.
You know, you may not know this, but they invited me to go ring the opening bell about 10 years ago.
No, I didn't know that.
That was an incredible experience because they had Timothy Plan everywhere on all the monitors.
Are you kidding?
You know, you see some of these liberal commentators in their booths with Timothy Plan, biblically responsible investing, on their monitors. It was a hoot. I mean, what an honor that was.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you founded this 30 years ago, they did not embrace you with open arms. Is that right?
Well, they didn't, because at that time, I mean, we just started being a traditional mutual fund family. But when we started adding exchange-traded funds, which are traded on the New York Stock Exchange, they called and asked me if I'd like to come and ring the closing bell. And I says, heck no, I want to ring the opening bell. And they finally squeezed me in. It was quite an honor.
And now how do they respond to you now? Because, and we're going to get into this, as we both know, major companies, companies everywhere, not even so major anymore, have really embraced all of these leftist views, and we're going to get into that. But how do they treat you now? And then we're going to go backwards and talk about that, how they've gone off the rail. Are they treating you well now or not?
Sandy, I mean, whenever I talk to them, they do. I mean, you know, I think they may be neutral, but you're right. A lot of the companies traded on the New York Stock Exchange have gone woke, embracing ESG, which people are waking up to the fact that it may sound good, but it isn't. It is just their agenda, the far-left agenda being pushed on corporate America. And a lot of that, Sandy, is due to the biggest mutual fund family in the world, BlackRock. And they're
exactly.
Very ultra-liberal, and they own so many shares that they actually influence corporate decisions. But people are waking up, and they're starting to get out of that and come our way, because why in the world would you want to invest the money God's provided to you in a company that's trying to destroy you? And people just have not known that, but they're beginning to know, and, you know, we just won't own those kinds of companies in Timothy Plan.
Let's rewind and go back to your beginnings, because I'm just reading this. This is your first marketing piece, and at the time, these were the issues. I mean, the issues have gotten, who would have thought, much more decadent than they were. Oh, what a simple time when it was just abortion and pornography. But you say, how much money is okay to have invested in abortion or pornography? The answer is simple, not a penny. And that was your first brochure. That's pretty powerful stuff, Art. But I want to go back.
You went back a ways. Yeah, thank you. That is exactly how we launched this.
You know, I think I was there, wherever it was you officially. 1994, how did you launch this? No, I couldn't have been there. But later, when I was president of the CWA, you were everywhere. And that's when I first really understood what you were doing and who you were. But how did you launch this thing?
Well, actually, it was very slowly, because when we did launch it, people were not thinking in terms of where's the money invested. They were only thinking, as they've been programmed to do, in what's the return, what's the return, what's the return. And when we launched, I mean, we were the new kid on the block, and we started with very little assets, and people just were not that interested or aware of how incredibly important it is to track how you're investing and who that money's being invested. And in fact, Sandy, my friends on Wall Street said, "Allie, you are nuts." And of course, Bonnie continued to say that during our marriage over the years, but that's a different story. They said, "You're nuts." I said, "What do you mean I'm nuts?" They said, "You cannot launch a mutual fund platform and screen out investing in companies, the largest companies in the industry, and expect to get good investment returns." Well, Sandy, you know, I don't believe in God. I believe God. I mean, I do believe in God, but I believe him. That's a big difference. And so my response then has not changed. It was simply this. If you are a Bible-believing Christian, and if is a big word, if you are, obedience trumps performance every single time. Now, Sandy, that was 30 years ago. We've been doing this for 30 years. My job is to get good money managers to produce very competitive performance. We have done that, and we've proven over 30 years you don't have to compromise your basic values, and nor should you. Even if it costs you some, you shouldn't. But we've proven we're very competitive. We've got great money managers, and you don't have to own companies trying to destroy you. And most listeners would have no clue of what these companies are doing beneath the radar, but we do. And we search them out, and we've got a team of six full-time people who do nothing but research what these companies are doing beneath the radar, and we simply tell our managers, we don't care how good it looks investment-wise, you will not invest Timothy Plan money in any of these companies on what we call our screen list.
Let me just give people the scope of what you're managing. I think you're managing something like $2 billion in funds now. That's how much you've grown in 30 years. But, you know, Art, the thing that surprises me, honestly, is that you can even find companies that still maintain values.
That's the question I keep getting. And it's kind of the wrong question, Sandy, to be honest. We screen out investing in companies that are, for lack of a better term, pursuing an unholy agenda. That does not mean that all the companies are biblically responsible that our money managers invest in. They're just not funding evil. Because, you know, there's some Christian companies out there, but they're mostly privately owned and not publicly traded, so we can't invest in them. But we will not invest in companies that are promoting evil. We just won't do that. And then the question kind of that you didn't ask was, well, how many companies are left? Because it seems like everybody's doing that, and that's just not true. In domestically, Sandy, there's about 8,000 publicly traded companies in the universe that our managers can invest in. And we will not allow them to invest in just over 800 of the 8,000.
Wow, yeah, so that is really interesting.
Plenty, yeah. They just substitute for us companies that we won't allow them to own, but they like just as well. And by doing that, they have performed very well over time.
You know, I want to paint a picture that I know that you and I understand, but I'm sure younger listeners, and that doesn't mean that all that young, would not even know. But business used to be, it used to be like values neutral, I would say. Or they were very strongly pro-American. There was just no discussion of businesses owning or promoting abortion, pornography, all the things, unless there were Hollywood movies. And we're going to get to that in a second. But people separated business from faith. Now, I don't think that was probably a healthy way to be, because God is in everything. But really, that is the way it was 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, maybe we should say, before you started this. Would you agree? It's like businesses sort of stayed neutral.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've been doing this for 45 years, Sandy, and you're right on. When I started, you would invest your clients' money in companies that were profitable, well-run, good products, good future, and when you're doing that, you can expect to get a pretty good return on your money. Today, either by their own choice or what's being foisted on them by these large mutual fund companies that have way too much money, like BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, the three big boys, they are forcing some of these companies, because they own so many of their shares, to pursue some of these woke agendas. And ESG, for example, which is really fallen out of favor now because people have woken up. Environmental, social, governance is what that stands for. But those all sound very, you know, who would want, you know, a company that isn't governed well and, you know, that are socially responsible. That is not what they mean. They've changed the language. They're promoting a very left-wing agenda based in socialism. And people are finally waking up to that. And when they were forced, these companies, to embrace that, it negatively impacts their earnings. So you're really betting against yourself. But you know, people are starting to come out from among them. BlackRock is losing assets finally, but they still got over $10 trillion in assets, and that produces a lot of clout. But people are coming our way. They're waking up. You know, and a good example, I don't mean to go on and on, would be, you know, I almost wish I was drinking Bud Light so I could quit drinking it, but I don't. But I would if I was. Things like that. Target, you know, moms voted with their feet on Target because they were promoting these transgender nonsense to their children. But the thing is, if you don't shop at Target, take a look at where your money's invested, and you may own a Target stock in your portfolio. But people are waking up to that finally, and thank God, I believe the pendulum is finally swinging back into some kind of common sense. And, you know, why in the world are we pursuing this, and why are we doing this? And our common friend, who I dearly miss, Dan Celia,
yes,
man, he would go on rants on these companies, and he'd say, you know what? If you're making soft drinks, Coca-Cola, for example, it's a good soft drink. Just make your product. Don't get involved in promoting this left-wing social agenda. Just make your product, and your shareholders will be happy. And then he would tell them, he says, I'm not going to require me to recommend you that you go down the river and be baptized. I wish you would, but I'm not going to require that. Just stay neutral in this culture war and make your product. And you could say that to every company that we screen out.
You know,
some of them make fine products.
The irony is, when you look at the history of communism, I think of China. You know, they actually used their, at that time it wasn't corporations, it was big, usually family enterprises like the silk industry and other things like that. They actually forced businesses to start turning on the people. They actually helped implement the rules, which is what we saw companies doing, I think, with COVID, with other things. Companies became like an instrument of the state. And I think that's kind of maybe a hint of what we're seeing here. You know, I know with Target, for instance, they really took a hit when American Family Association boycotted them. We started, I think, seems to me, almost 10 years ago. They took a huge hit. And then what happened during COVID, they were one of the stores that was allowed to remain open, and they made money hand over fist, you know. So it's very complicated. Nevertheless, I believe you're right. I think the ESG movement is waning. They're getting in trouble, and I welcome that. Let's get practical just for a second, because we have more things to talk about with you.
Sure.
But if people are interested, how does this work? You would manage, like, if they're with the Vanguard or whatever they're with, this is what you do. You are a replacement, only you are biblically responsible investing, as opposed to just investing in everything, like Bud Light and whatever, the airlines that are going woke. How would they do that? How would they talk to you?
Sandy, it sounds complicated, but the simplest thing in the world to do. Everything's electronic today. You just push a button and you can transfer. We have most of our funds are distributed by financial advisors. So I would suggest call your financial advisor and ask them where this money's invested. Are you owning companies promoting abortion and pornography and the rest? If you don't have a financial advisor, you can call us. And the number is simple. It's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. And Sandy, we're a little unique because you will have a human being answer the phone, not some computer. And they will connect you with a human being that can answer all of your questions. We are really in the service business. And, you know, our people are here to serve. And it's really a pleasant experience. Or our website, timothyplan.com. Even I can navigate that website. I've asked them to make it so simple. So it's all there. We are here to serve, and we make it real easy and help people make better decisions.
So let me just say that number is 1-800-846-7526. That's 1-800-846-7526 or timothyplan.com if you don't want to talk to a person. Now, one thing I love about you, Art, and Timothy Plan is that you guys invest, you take that money and you turn around and invest in some wonderful things like our friends at Liberty Council, Janet Folger used to be, at Faith to Action, House of Hope, which is a, I don't know what House of Hope is, I'm assuming it's an addiction. Orange County, Florida Jail Ministry, Hope for Israel, Florida Family Policy Council, which does great work, by the way. I know there are Parents Television Council, Salt and Light Council, American Decency Association, lots of things. Most recently, my knowledge is that you support Pastor Paul Blair, the former Chicago Bear, who we just love, who has formed Liberty Pastors, and you're helping financially with that endeavor also, right?
Well, more than helping, we pretty much underwrite these events. It is the most incredible thing I've ever been involved in and the best investment we can make. You know, America's in a mess. And I think people are really recognizing that the root cause for that mess we're in lies right at the doorstep of the church. And churches used to be guardians of the culture. Today, the churches, in too many cases, are the culture. So what we do with these boot camps, we call them pastor boot camps, and Paul Blair puts together an all-star team. We take pastors, willing pastors, who get it, but they're not equipped to deal with this culture biblically. 3 days and three nights, pastors and their wives, it is 100 at a time, in a nice resort hotel, and they are fully equipped and leave that thing after 3 days with tears in their eyes, and they're part of a Liberty Pastor Network. We don't care what denomination they are. They get full support. They get fully equipped, and they are making a difference, Sandy. They're going home and finally equipping their congregation, and over half of them are engaging their community, showing up at school board meetings, county commission meetings, having people run for those offices that have some basic values instead of just letting the left-leaning people dictate policy across the board. It is really exciting.
It is exciting, and I have, you know, firsthand knowledge of that. And Paul Blair is a just dynamic pastor. He's a pastor in Oklahoma. He has another congregation in Florida, and he's just on fire. We've had him on the show, as you know, Art. But that's one, just one of the many things that you have invested your own money in. And I want people to know the kind of work you do so that they'll be motivated to join along with you. Now, one other thing, this, as I understand it, and we haven't talked about your sweet wife, Bonnie, who died just about a year ago. And
in 3 days.
So,
and I am most blessed among most people who walk the face of the earth because God blessed me with the love of my life for 61 years, 8
wow.
months, and 9 days. Not many people even come close to that. Wow. And then knowing that he took her home, and she is fine right now. She just kind of left me behind.
Well, Art, besides, I wanted people to know that all she was your partner, and you guys started this.
Amen.
There was a moment that you both experienced, as I recall, it was in a movie, and this was kind of the birth of Timothy Plank. Can you just briefly tell us what that was and what struck you?
Well, actually, it started with this 2x4 God has with my name on it, and it hurts because I wasn't looking to do this, but you know, I was battling abortion and pornography in Central Florida here where we reside, and helping people invest money, and it became increasingly obvious to me that these companies were pursuing an unholy agenda, and here I am helping my Christian clients invest in these companies. So I searched the entire industry for anybody that screened out investing in companies, and there was nobody that were pursuing an unholy agenda. So I went home and says, Bonnie, I think God is leading us to start this. And if she had said no, it would have never happened because God gives women a certain sense that men just don't have. We are absolutely overmatched. But she got excited, and she's the one that I said, well, we got to name it something. And she came up with the name Timothy Plan, based on 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, which is, if you don't provide for your family, you're worse than an unbeliever. That's investing. And then same chapter, verse 22, avoid evil. It just came together. And she's the one that named it the Timothy Plan.
Wow. What a legacy, and what sweet memories, Art. So here you are. You've got kids, and they're running it. You've got all these managers, and so it marches on. You continue to do great things. In fact, now I think, based on what I'm reading here, a part of your passion and heart is to promote really good movies. You've rented out movie theaters to, like, Sound of Freedom and other kind of projects like that. Right? You like movies, like I like movies.
Well, I like movies, but, you know, movies have kind of gone south from when I was young. But my friend Ted Baer, who I've known for well over 30 years, moved, because he's a movie critic, he moved from Atlanta, Georgia to Hollywood, Florida, Hollywood, California. And I called him and I said, Ted, are you nuts? That is Sin City embodied out there. But he said, somebody has to light the candle. That was over 30 years ago. He moved to Hollywood. He knows all the producers, all of the heads of the different studios. And that one man is making a difference in the movie industry because he is finally opening up the eyes of these people that produce these movies that, you know, with all the sex and violence and garbage that they've embedded in them, they're leaving 75% of their audience behind because parents are not going to take their children to movies that are promoting all that. And as a result, he has had a positive impact on Hollywood. some trash out, but they're also putting some darn good movies out. And you're right, Sound of Freedom was incredible. Unplanned was incredible, and you know, some others. And what we did on buying out movie theaters was, it wasn't just for the general public. We have crisis pregnancy centers, about 12 of them here in Central Florida, that are on the front lines doing good work. And so when we bought out the theaters, we just offered them the tickets for their supporters and, you know, their directors and their workers. And Sound of Freedom, we bought out 5 theaters. Unplanned, we bought out 13 theaters. And again, it's not overly generous. It's just a good investment to expose these quality films to the general public. And, boy, we filled them all up. It was movies have an impact on the culture just like music does. And the reason I love Ted Baer is he is on the entertainment side of the ledger just like we are on the investment side. So we're kind of joined at the hip. But he's doing great work out there in Hollywood. And, you know, we just had the Academy Awards, which you have a bunch of people that live in make-believe world that read scripts for a living. And, you know, it was another embarrassing one where they're ultra-liberal over the edge. And Ted has an annual Movie Guide Awards that absolutely is competitive with the Academy Awards. I mean, they attract just solid people, and, you know, we support that. And we actually underwrite he calls it the Kairos Prize for the best new screenwriter to produce a movie. So, yes, we're heavily involved in that. Sorry, yes. I went a little long on explaining
that's good.
Having an impact.
I wanted you to go on because I want people to understand where you're coming from, Art. And this all, you know, a volume could be written about all the things that you've been involved in and helped with the resources that God has given you to manage and take care of in your own personal resources. And so I just, you deserve a celebration on this 30th birthday of Timothy Plan. And also I wanted people to know, because right now is a really hard time to know what to do with your money. I want to remind those of you listening that if you're interested in this, you can call Timothy Plan at 1-800-846-7526. That's 1-800-846-7526. Or you can go to timothyplan.com to check them out. And one last question, just a practical one, not a small one. People don't know how to prepare right now, how to spend their money, how to save their money, what to do with their money, if they should spend money, if they should invest. Given what we're going through right now, Art, what is your recommendation? In general, what would it be?
Oh, man. We're working on that also, Sandy, because there is a real movement toward creating central bank digital currency. And when they flip that switch, the government will control every penny you think is yours.
Yeah.
As for me and my house, we understand it's not our money. It's God's money. But it means you got to be responsible. What do you think he wants you to do with it? How do you want to invest it? Do you want to own shares in companies trying to destroy our culture? And we come down and on the investment side and say no, but there's a whole lot more to that. In fact, Sandy, one of my passions is the fact that money is central to everybody's life, whether you are a believer or a non-believer. Money is central. And we get all of our training on handling money from the world, not the church and the Bible. And God gives more direction on handling money than any other subject. And so on our website, it's a little age now, 25 years ago, I assembled a biblical stewardship study course, 9 hours long, cradle to grave, of how you're handling money the world's way and what God's word says about it, step by step. All, you know, we've done the heavy lifting. It's all there, and it's free. So people go to the website. It's on the homepage. You may scroll down a little bit, but biblical stewardship, click on it, and you can have that course and take it. You can, you know, 9 hours, you're not going to sit 9 hours, but do 30 minutes and come back next week and do 30 more, it'll pick up right where you left off. But the biblical principles of handling money are there, but it's God's money. It's not our money. And that's why Timothy planned, you know, we don't tithe our profits. We give somewhere nearly 50% of our profits to support God's work through all these ministries that you were kind enough to mention.
Wow. That's very, that's inspiring, Art. It's inspiring. So thank you. You live what you do. And so it's called Timothy Plan, 800-846-7526. And of course, this is more than a commercial. I mean, I think all of you understand the times we live in and how important this is. If you go to timothyplan.com, you can find out more. And Art, it's just been a delight. It's been a delight to actually have a chance to talk to you after all these years.
Sandy, you are great and doing good work. Thank you so much for that. And thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure. Art Ally of a Timothy Plan. This is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Well, every show I tell you that an ultrasound with preborn is $28. That's kind of the quantifier. It gives you an idea of what you can do to help to save babies through showing mothers the picture of their babies before they're born. But if you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a bigger way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. And that's where you can, they have 100% charity ratings, so you can give with confidence to Preborn at preborn.com/Sandy. Hi, this is Sandy Rios, and I miss you in the mornings. But now I'm hosting a podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, which is available at AFR.net and SandyRios.com. Well, I finally finished that book. God's Velvet Hammer chronicles God's call in my life from a small town girl to Berlin, Germany, Radio Moscow to North Korea to Washington, D.C. I talk about Sasha Girl. It was my disabled daughter. I talk about I Got the Music in Me. That's a chapter on my music life. Lost in India and Other Adventures is hilarious. You won't want to miss it. I talk about my sweetheart, The Blessing of Bruce. And then a mysterious chapter called My Green Face and the End of It All. Oh, I think you'll enjoy it. Like the Apostle Paul, these are my shipwrecks and my adventures. All for Christ and His kingdom. God's Velvet Hammer is available wherever books are sold. And remember, Sandy Rios 24/7 is available at AFR.net and SandyRios.com.
A federal judge ruled last week that American Airlines must continue to fight a lawsuit from one of its pilots, Brian Spence, that alleges the airline breached its duty as a fiduciary by investing company retirement funds with fund managers who have ESG initiatives. Spence's amended complaint said the airline breached its duties in two ways under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, its duty of loyalty and prudence and its duty to monitor.
Well, that little dry commercial actually is very important. You know, I remember it is the airlines really that led the way in bringing wokeness to major corporations. I will never forget. American was on the cutting edge of that. I actually have a personal friend who was a pilot for American who had a complete transgender surgery, and it's a very dramatic story, which I've told at some point, but I know about this firsthand. United did the same thing out in San Francisco. They were one of the first companies, major companies, to embrace benefits for gay people. And so now you wonder why the airlines are filled today with attendants who are not heterosexual men for the most part. It's because they were one of the first in the company. But this story is about something a little bit different. I've asked Bruce to join me. Bruce, you have been saying for years now, how do companies get away with this? How do companies get away with investing, losing money, actually, because of investing in being so public and promoting woke principles?
Yes, I've been absolutely astounded, given what you learn in law school in basic corporations, that directors of corporations have what is called a fiduciary duty to their shareholders. Fiduciary duty means you get them the best rate of return on the money they invest in your company. And when I've heard about these ESG plans to invest money, I couldn't believe that the shareholders were not revolting, because people put their money in companies normally for the purpose of getting a high return, the highest return they can get. And when you start investing in these ESG-type companies, you do not receive that kind of a return.
No, like Target, we talked about. Remember, we were there at the beginning when we were still in D.C. when I started with American Family Radio, and that's when they announced the boycott of Target. I remember being on Steve Bannon's show about that. Steve was very helpful in getting the word out about that with us. And now, their investment earnings did go down significantly, and then, of course, the government ended up bailing them out during COVID. But that's another story.
And that's the irony of this, is that the government is pushing this ESG initiative with companies. The Department of Labor implemented a rule last year encouraging companies to invest their stockholders' money in ESG companies. And you have to remember, though, it's one thing for the government to suggest that, but it's another thing for these companies to jump in and act like, well, we've been mandated to do this. They do not have a responsibility to invest in ESG companies. They have a responsibility to behave as a fiduciary and protect their investors.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, I think people, when they hear about things like Timothy Plan, when they're Christians, they get a little nervous, because, you know, a lot of people think that there's scriptural backing in money being the root of all evil. But that is not what the Bible talks about. The Bible talks about love or lust for money being the root of all evil. It's very biblical to earn money and to get it either through charity or giving or investing into issues that are biblical.
Right. To expand your money, just like there's so many parables about that from Jesus, he expects us to handle our money well. So that's why it's important to invest it. But now that story that we played, the American Airlines story, that's about retirement funds. Right?
Right. It's the 401k plan for American Airlines. And, you know, all of us that operate under a 401k-based plan to retire upon, your money that you get in retirement comes from how much are these funds earning. And it's based on that. You don't have a set amount of money that you're going to receive. You get money based upon how well the 401k plan does. And if these companies are investing in ESG, and those are not money-making ventures, then your retirement is going to be a lot less than if the corporation or the company would act as it's supposed to do and as act as your fiduciary and watch out for your money to make sure you're getting as much return as is possible.
So American is being sued because they've not been doing that. Is that right?
That's right. this pilot has gone ahead and said that they violated their fiduciary duty.
Well, that's amazing. I think they were listening to you, Bruce, because you, how many times have you said many, over this last 10 years nearly?
Yeah, so. I have been shocked that this has not happened sooner, but it is starting to gain ground now.
Yeah.
These suits are being filed.
You know, one other issue on this I'll mention quickly. I will never forget Frank Gaffney, my good friend, is the one who started shouting about this, and that is the federal employee retirement funds have been, and I confess to you, I don't know the state of this right now, but there was a big battle that ensued to stop them from investing funds in China, because China, you know, is at war with us, and there's such a danger, and you can imagine the massive numbers. I think BlackRock was the one managing the government employee investments, your IRAs. And so a huge battle ensued, and I actually will have to do some research and figure out where that is. But that gives you an idea of how dangerous this is and how important where your money goes now. It's no longer neutral. It's no longer values neutral. There's a real war out there. Although what Art said was amazing to me, that there's 8,000 companies that they can invest in. There's 8,000 potential companies, And he said only 800 are off their list that they can't invest in. So proportionately, it's not as bad as maybe we think it is in terms of these companies. And that's good news. You know, I'm sure they keep their heads down. I'm sure they'll keep their heads down if they're not embracing woke policies, because the Human Rights Campaign were the ones that started. They have a list where they rate companies initially. This is several years ago. Human Rights Campaign is the largest lobbying arm of the LGBT movement. They are a force to be reckoned with. And a number of years ago, they started creating a list, there's the name for it, of companies that were promoting LGBT issues. And they managed to, like, it's kind of like what Jesse Jackson did in Chicago, Bruce, kind of a shakedown. If you don't embrace this, we will boycott, we'll do these things. And so the companies folded, and that's kind of the genesis, from my perspective, of how this started in American investing. So anyway, any final thoughts?
Well, it just amazes me that stores like Target continue to just put this in the face of people that they are woke, that they are investing their money as such. If I was a shareholder in Target, I either would no longer be a shareholder or I would be suing them.
Yeah. Oh, that would have thought. Well, okay, because it works both ways. The courts can work against us or the courts can work for us. And so that's a good challenge, honey. Thank you, honey. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7. You know that you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write me at sandy@afr.net. Any podcast platform will do for you to listen, or you can go to sandyrios.com and listen as well. Okay. I hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.